today wanted to finish up the topic of Chatzi Shir B'chol HaTorah Kulula, as well as Chatzi Shir regarding Melech HaShabbos. We pointed out that the Gemara in Yuma Daf Ayin Daled Amud Aleph quotes two different makoros for this Rav Chatzi Shir. One is the Pasuk of Kol Chelev, and the other is the Svara of Chazi Leitz Darufei. Tosus in Daf Ayin Daled is bothered by this issue, and Tosus writes the following, that in essence, it is Kol Chelev, which is the source for Chatzi Shir. It's just that one could interpret the Pasuk in different ways. Maybe Kol referring to not any amount of Chelev, but rather any type of Chelev. And therefore, it is the Svara of Chaz Leitz Darufei that lends us to be Doresh, the Pasuk of Kol Chelev L'Rabos Chatzi Shir. The Ran writes in the third parak of Shavuos, we'll see some of those sugyas in a minute, where the Ran comments, if you only had the Pasuk of Kol Chelev, may you argue this is only true when it comes to the Isra of Chelev. How do you know to assume that this halach of Chatzi Shir is not limited to Chelev, but rather it applies even to Shar Isurim? That, the Ran writes, is based on the Svara of Chazli Sterufei. If that's what is driving this halacha, then why should it only apply to Chelev, but it should apply even to other cases as well? So he pointed out that understanding this Isser of Chatzi Shir, one certainly could do so in one of two very different ways. One possibility is the following, that really when the Torah formulates the particular Isser, the Isser of Nevela or the Isser of Chelev, really the Isser is even Bekoldu. That is considered to be an Isser Nevela or an Isser Chelev. The halacha of Shiurim is a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim when it comes to Onshin. But the Isser Nevela really begins B'kolshu, and all the Shiurim are not simply the threshold of Isser, but rather halachas when it comes to Onesh. That would mean, for example, that even Pachos Mikashir of a particular Isser has the status of that Isser itself, albeit that there is no Onesh. One could understand very differently that if we know that one only receives an onesh, malchus, for example, in the case of nevela, kares in the case of chelev rechiv karbon, when one consumes a kazayis, maybe that should tell us that the iser begins only bekazayis. When the Torah tells us not to eat a nevela, not to eat chelev, ein achila b'chusim a kazayis, and that is when the Isser begins. If that's true, why is it that Chatzi Shir is awesome in the Torah? Perhaps one could argue, Enochinami, that's a separate Isser, an independent Isser, simply. But to what extent does the Isser Pachos Mikashir have the status, the character of the Isser itself? Or to what extent is this considered to be part of simply a general concern of Kevin Achazli Sterufei, Isser Kachel? To use other terminology, this Isser of Chatzi Shir, is that considered to be an Isser Prati or is that an Isser Klali? Isser Prati means that it has the individual characteristics of the particular Avera at hand. And Isser Klali means the following, that no, really this Isser begins Bikishir, but there is an independent Isser Bifnei Atzma, and that is that the Torah says whenever something is Asr B'Kashir, we're not simply going to tell you, so eat Pachos Mikashir, but avoid eating a Shir. We're concerned that Kevin Achazi Serufei, Isser Akos, in such a case, therefore there is an Isser of Chatzi Shir. Is there any indication that even if you assume, like the Sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, that Chatzi Shir is Asr Min HaTorah, that somehow there is something different regarding this Isser than Shar Isurei Torah? So I wanted to take a look at that sugi in Shavuos and Daf Chaf Gimel Beis, where already Tosus points out that perhaps one cannot equate the Isser of Chatzi Shir with Shar Isurim. The Gemara interprets the Mishnah to tell us the following. Let's assume, for example, a person makes a Shavuos Shalo Ochal, and a person is explicit. He says that Shalo Ochal Nevelos Utrefos, I will not eat Machalos Asuros. The Gemara tells us that the Mishnah holds that V'Ochal Nevelos Utrefos Chayiv. A person will be Chayiv for his Shvuah in that particular case. So if a person makes a Shvuah Shalo Ochal Nevelos Utrefos, he eats Nevelos Utrefos, he violates his Shvuah, and he is Chayiv Min HaTorah. The Gemara asks in Chof Gimel Mabez and Shvuah is the obvious question, am I Mushba Mehar Sinayim? How is that possible? We know a person can render a Shvuah on a Dvar Rishus. Can a person create a Shvuah on a Dvar Mitzvah? After all, a person makes a Shvuah Shalo Ochal Novelos Udrefos. Why should he be fully Chayiv in such a case? Mushba Veomed Mehar Sinayim. That's the Kash of the Gemara. The Gemara gives two terutzim, one of Rabbi Yochanan and one of Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says the following. We're not talking about a case where a person says shvuah shlo'ochal nevelos u'trefos alone. We're talking about a shvuas kolel. A person makes a shvuah shlo'lechal nevelos u'shchutos. That's the case. A person argues that he will not eat, right, any meat, besar nevela, or even besar shchuta. That was his shvuah. So Rabbi Yochanan says the following chiddush, even though you're true, if the case was shlo'ochal nevelos u'trefos, that's mushfeh v'marhai sinayu. But here, the shvuah not only includes dvarim ha'asurim, the shvuah includes dvarim ha'mutarim. That's the concept of kolel. Since the shvuah is chal on dvarim ha'mutarim, the shvuah is also chal on dvarim ha'asurim. This is the concept of kolel. Now, kol applies when it comes, for example, to this case where I create an iser. Kol applies even when it comes to yisrei Torah. Let's assume the shitas chachamim. Achal nevela biyom ha-kippurim. A person eats nevela on Yom Kippur. Good, would you say ineser chal iser? Since it was already aser b'taras nevela, he's not chayiv kares because of achilas Yom ha-kippurim? The answer according to the Chacham is no, kolel. Right? Yom Kippur is a broader iser, no? Mida dechal hetera chal nama yisura. And therefore, that's not a problem of ein iser chal iser. The second iser is a much more encompassing iser than the first, and that allows the second iser to be chal. Hu hadinam Rabbi Yochanan says in this case as well. If you make a shvua shel lechol nevelos u'shchutos, since it is chal nevela, chal al shvuos. Why does it make sense that there should be a concept of iser kol when it comes to shvua? I would explain very simply, in a nutshell, the following. What's wrong with that shvua? That I will not eat nevela. There's nothing inherently wrong other than the shvua is unnecessary. Why must you make such a shvua? No? To forbid nevelos? Nevelos is already aser. But if you can demonstrate that no, iser b includes dvarim hamutarim, that is a meaningful, necessary shvua, and therefore, since the shvua is chal on dvarim hamutarim, it's chal on dvarim hasurim. For example, the Gemara says in the next Amud, Neshuah Stav Chav Dalet, kola works when it comes to nishba l'kayim es ha-mitzvah. Kola would not necessarily work when it comes to nishba l'vatel es ha-mitzvah. If I were to make a shvua that I will eat nevela, that's not an unnecessary shvua. That's a shvua shav by its very essence. You're not allowed to make such a shvua. There, kola will not necessarily help. No, kola simply solves the problem of redundancy. No? What do you need a shvua that you won't eat nevela? It's unnecessary. The answer is, what do you mean? My shvua includes much more than nevela. So that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. That al yedei kolel, the shvua is chal on nevelos and shchutos. So if you eat nevelos and trefos, when is chayiv min haTorah? That's Rabbi Yochanan. Good. Reish Lakish gives a very different teretz. Again, the Gemara is looking for a case that the shvua shelo ochal nevelos and trefos is chal. Good. Rabbi Yochanan says al yedei kolel. Reish Lakish says, Chatzi Shir. Chatzi Shir. When a person makes the Shvua Shlo Ochal Nevelos and Trefos, he's including not only Shir, but he's including Chatzi Shir as well. The Gemara gets involved with a slight detail. How do you make a Shvua forbidding a Chatzi Shir? So Reish Lakish continues and says, that depends. That's the Machlokas Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. If you hold like the Chachamim, that the shear of shvua, I make a regular shvua shlo'ochal, the shear is a kazayis, then if you wanted to include a chatzi shear as well, you must state so explicitly. Shvua shlo'ochal b'chos mikashir. According to Rabbi Akiva, that's not true. Every shvua shlo'ochal includes a chatzi shear as well. So Reish Lakish just tells us the following. The case is a shvua and a chatzi shear. How do you make a shvua and a chatzi shear? According to Rabbi Akiva, every shvua shlo ochal includes chatzi shir. According to the Chacham, you have to explicitly state shvua shlo ochal chatzi shir. Good? So again, just in a nutshell, the Gemara has a case where shvua shlo ochal nevelos and trefos is chal. How can that shvua be chal? To terutzim, Rabbi Yochanan says kolel, Reish Lakish says chatzi shir. Good? Now the Gemara is bothered by the following. What didn't Rabbi Yochanan like about Reish Lakish's teretz? What did Reish Lakish like about Rabbi Yochanan's teretz? So, if I would have asked you that kasha, you would have given me a very fancy answer. The Gemara does not give that answer. No, you would have said, this is l'shitasei. Beautiful, no? Chatzi shir, aser mutter. Aser min haTorah, mutter min haTorah. No? Rabbi Yochanan holds chatzi shir as aser min haTorah. Ein dagam al alef. Reish Lakish is of the opinion Chatzi Shir is Mutim in HaTorah. It's only Nisr Derabanan. That's the Torah. It's beautiful Lashitase, no? Reish Lakish who holds that Chatzi Shir is Mutim in HaTorah. Good. So the case can be Shvua Shelo Ochal Chatzi Shir. Aye, isn't that redundant? No. Reish Lakish says that Chatzi Shir is Mutim in HaTorah. According to Rabbi Yochanan, maintains that Chatzi Shir is awesome in HaTorah, so Chatzi Shir is not called Dvaram HaMutarim. That also is subject to the Gemara's Kasha of Mushba Mehar Sinayu, and that's Rabbi Yochanan has to give another teretz of Kolel. So if I were to ask you, why is it that Rabbi Yochanan does not give Reish Lakish's teretz, the answer should simply be because Rabbi Yochanan holds that Chatzi Shir is awesome in HaTorah. Good? The Gemara doesn't say that. That's the kasha that troubles the Rishonim. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says that why is it Rabbi Yochanan does not give the teretz Reish Lakish of Chatzi Shir? The Gemara gives a technical answer. Mukivam alas nisim kedivrei hakol. Because Reish Lakish had to modify a little bit. Reish Lakish says the answer is a shvona Chatzi Shir. But now we ran into a difficulty. How do you make a shvona Chatzi Shir? The answer is, well, it depends. If you hold like the Chachamim, you have to state so explicitly. If you hold like Rabbi Akiva, then every Shvu includes a Chatzi Shir. Rabbi Yochanan didn't want to get involved with the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva, so therefore Rabbi Yochanan just gave a simpler answer of Kolel. Good, that's what the Gemara says. Why is it that Rabbi Yochanan lomar Reish Lakish? The Gemara answers, Mukidol Masnisen Kedivrei Hakol. Rabbi Yochanan didn't want to get involved with that machlokas tanaim between the Chacham and Rabbi Akiva. He wanted just to give you a hechatim so that everyone could agree with. That's very difficult. The Gemara should have given them much more basic teretz. That fundamentally, Rabbi Yochanan could not agree with Reish Lakish because Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion Chatzi Shir is Asa Min HaTorah, and therefore, that's also Mushbev Yomer HaSinayu. That's Tosus's kasha. Tosus Dramaschal Mukila, Chav Gimel Beis and Shuas. Why in the world does the Gemara give that teretz? Rabbi Yochanan gave a more convenient teretz. With Divrei HaKol, the Gemara should have said in principle, Rabbi Yochanan cannot agree with Reish Lakish, because Chatzi Shir is Asim and Haton. So Tosus comments, apparently you see from the Gemara, by omission, that even though Rabbi Yochanan holds Chatzi Shir is Asim in HaTorah, nonetheless, a Shvua is Chal on Chatzi Shir. If I will make a Shvua Shalo Ochal Mevelos Utrefos, that's a problem. That's the case in Ishbila Kaimus HaMitzvah. But if I make a Shvua Shalo Ochal Chatzi Shir Mevelos Utrefos, that is a meaningful Shvua. That's what Tosa says, you see from the Gemara. The fact that the Gemara didn't suggest this teretz, that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, a Chatzi Shir is awesome in a Torah, but it's not Mushba V'yomei Mehar Sinai. Why is that true? Why is that true? So if you look in the Me'iri in Shuas, the Me'iri is found in a couple of places on Daf Chof Aleph Mudbeis, Dramaschil Misha Amar, and the Me'iri writes this later on Daf Chof Hei Amar Aleph, the Mir writes the following Chiddush. True, Rabbi Yochanan holds that Chatzi Shir is Asim in HaTorah. But that's only Mima Shiroyel Lihitzdarif Im Hashlamas Hashir. That's only because of Chaz Litz Darufe. Not that Chatzi Shir is a Gufo Shalisser. True, Rabbi Yochanan says Chatzi Shir is Asir. But that's only Asir is Chaz Litz Darufe. But when you make your Shvuah declaring that this is Aser, I will not eat Chatzi Shir, the Chatzi Shir in and of itself, per se, is forbidden. Not just simply because it is a step toward Chaz Litz Darufe, Yisur HaKachil. The Mir writes a very great Kiddush. You're right that Chatzi Shir is Aser in HaTorah, but it's only Aser because of Chaz Litz Darufe. Something which is not Gufo Shel Iser, but rather Chaz Litz Darufe, that is not called Mushba V'yomeid Mehar Sinayu. That is a meaningful Shvuah. It has taken something which is only forbidden because of Chaz Litz Darufe and rendered it inherently Asur. That is not subject to Mushpa V'yomet Mihar Sinai. That's the Chiddush that the Miri writes. You see, according to the Gemara, the Miri explains that even if Chatzi Shir is Asa Min HaTorah, if it's only an Isser Kloli of Chazli Tzerufei, so therefore it cannot be equated with Shar Isserei Torah, Gufo Shal Isser, and a Shvu can be found on Chatzi Shir, even though Shvu is not Chal, on Isserei Torah. In fact, this is how the Rambam paskens. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shvuos in Perakei Halacha Zayin that a Shvu is Chal on a Chatzi Shir. And the Rambam gives two examples. Halacha Zayin, Halacha Ches. Halacha Zayin is Nishva L'Kayim. A person makes a Shvuah Shalo Ochal Kol Shvu Min Avelos U'Treifos. The Rambam writes that that Shvuah is Chal, even though we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, the Chatzi Shir is Asa Min HaTorah. The Rambam in Halacha Ches tells us even a greater Chiddush, that a Shvuah is Chal and Chatzi Shir even Levatel. If I make a shvu she'ochal pachos mikazayis, minavelos or treifos, a shvu she'ochal, that's even a greater chiddush. The Rambam writes that shvu is binding. And if I eat pachos mikashir, I violate my shvu. If I were to make a shvu that I will eat a kazayis of nevelos and treifos, that is a shvu shav. Nishpa levatlos ha-mitzvah. Lashon ha-gemara is malkanos of yishim alter. That means it's not a shvu which is chal whatsoever. You get malchus immediately. The Rambam writes, shvu she'ochal pachos mikazayis of machalos asuros, nevelos u'trefos, the shvu is chal. So you see a great chiddush according to the Rambam Shita, that even though chatzi shir is asim in HaTorah, nonetheless, it is not gufo shaliser, and therefore a shvu can be chal on a chatzi shir. Not only is the Gemara's case l'kayim is a mitzvah, but rather even l'vatel is a mitzvah. Shvu she'ochal pachos mikazayis menevelos u'treifos. A very great chiddush. Where else do you see that this is true? That the Rambam views the iser of chatzi shir, right, as an iser kloli, what we will term chazal yitzdarufei, as opposed to arguing it's an iser prati. And therefore, good, there's no onesh, but this is considered to be forbidden, men ha-Torah. The Rambam, earlier in Hilchos Shvuos, Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, writes a very great chiddush, and the Ran disagrees with this shita of the Rambam. The Rambam writes the following. What happens if a person makes a Shvuah? Mi shenishpa shlo yolchal hayom klum. Person makes a shvuah, I will not eat today. I will not eat. We mentioned earlier that the term achila means kazayis. Achila means kazayis. Whenever the Torah says do not eat, it means a kazayis. The Torah says do eat matzah, it's a kazayis. If I were to make a neder, for example, konam lai kikar zeh, this loaf is forbidden to me. I didn't use the word kazayis. I didn't use the word achila. The shir of nedarim is not a kazayis. Shvua, it's a kazayis because the term achila, mechola Torah kula, is kazayis. So misha nishba shalo le'echol hayom klum. I won't eat today. So the Rambam writes, if you eat pachos mikazayis, you're potter. You didn't breach your shvua. You're not going to be chayer for your shvua if all you have is pachos mikashir. Why? Because the Rambam writes, she'ein achila. Good. But then the Rambam adds, right, one more line, which is a great finish. The Rambam says, good, you're potter min hashvu in the sense that there's no onesh. But the Rambam writes, v'harehu ka'ochel chatzi shir min avelos u'trefos u'kayotze behem. But there's an isser of chatzi shir. That's a very great finish. The Rambam writes, I make a shvuah that I will not eat a kazayis. You'll get malchus daraisa if you eat a kazayis. But there's an iser of chatzi shir, even for pachos mikazayis. Chatzi shir, asa min ha-Torah. Why is this Rambam such a great chiddush? That the iser of chatzi shir is not limited to an iser habamei elav, an iser that the Torah imposes, but the iser of chatzi shir applies even to an iser haba al yaday atzmo, an iser that you create. If I create an iser that I will not eat a kazayis, there is an iser daraisa chatzishim. And that lengthy Mishnah, that's a couple of pages, no? But the Mishnah begins, just take a look at the first paragraph. Quotes the Chedushi Haran. The Chedushi Haran is found in Shvuas Andav Chav Beis Amar Aleph, where the Chedushi Haran disagrees entirely. When you have an iser that the Torah imposes, Chatzi Shir is Asim in HaTorah. When you create your own iser, there's an iser of Chatzi Shir. There's no iser deraisa of Chatzi Shir whatsoever. What is that machlokas between the Rambam and the Ram as to whether Chatzi Shir applies to an iser shur? L'chora one could explain that's exactly this issue. How you understand the iser of Chatzi Shir? No? If you understand the iser of Chatzi Shir to be what we termed an iser prati, that means when the Torah forbids nevela, the intent of the Torah is you can't eat the smallest amount of nevela. But malchus, that requires a shir of a kazayis. But the iser nevela is bekolduhu, the iser chelev is bekolduhu, the iser prati. You cannot argue that that applies to Shvuah. When the Torah says don't eat nevela, what does the Torah mean? Rabbi Yochanan says the Torah means don't eat the smallest amount of nevela. Ay, kazayis? Kazayis is halach and onsha. Good? I make a shvur. I will not eat a kazayis of bread. So you're going to tell me this is what you meant. You really meant to say you will not even eat the smallest amount of lechem. But when it comes to the iser shvur of onesh malchus, then you meant a kazayis. You know what I'll answer? That's not what I meant entirely. I didn't mean that. The person is dieting. He wants to avoid a large amount. He doesn't mind nibbling, taking a small amount. So he made a shvur. He won't eat a large amount. And you're telling me what I really meant is I won't eat a kol shvur, but I only wanted there to be malchus in a case when I eat a large amount of kazayis. That's the das hafla. That's the intent of the person who made the shvur. That's exactly the Ran Svara. You can very well say, Rabbi Yochanan, when the Torah forbids, it forbids Bakolshu. And the Torah intends that the Onish is Bekashir. But when I create my own Isser, and I'm telling you that I desire that the Isser should begin here, and less than that should be Mutter, how can you tell me that Chatzi Shir is Asem in HaTorah? How do you understand the Rambam Shita? You know what the answer is? Chatzi Shir is an Isser Klali. Use the concept, for example, of Yosef Engel to tell us. Nekak Tov and Simen Ches. Chatzi Shir is Nisr Siyag. Shem Yavo. Chozitz Terufe. The Torah declares the following. Anytime something is Aser B'Kishir, the Torah is concerned that Shemo Yavli De'Avera. So the Torah says that, look, if something is Aser B'Kishir, we don't want you eating pachos mikashir. Not that this was the das hafla, not that this was das hanishba, das hanoder. You meant that the iser should only be chal b'kashir. But there's a general iser of chazi isterufe. And that poshub shat is the Rambam Shita, that concept of chazi isterufe, shema yavli de iser, that's all not limited to nevela, that can even apply to an iser haba ayde atzmo. And it's that you create yourself. Lechora, that's the machlokas, the Rambam and the Ran. How can you say there's an iser shvua pachos mikashir? I'm telling you, that's not what I meant. But one could very reasonably argue that I know you didn't mean that. You meant this iser should start here. But the Torah is concerned. Shema yavli de'achila. So the Torah does not want a person to do anything that will come close to violating the Iser Daraisa. And that can apply even to an Iser, which is Ba Ayyadei Atzmo. See, if this is true, then you could argue that these two Rambams fit beautifully. If the Rambam is willing to apply the Iser of Chatzi Shir to Shvua, Dalet Aleph, The Rambam understands that Chatzi Shir is not Gufo Shal Yisr as Nisr Prati, but rather it's just Nisr Klali of Shemayav of Chazis Darufe. Then you understand very well the Rambam Perakei Halacha Zayin Halacha Ches, that therefore a Shvu Kemichan Chatzi Shir, as the Miri writes, if something is only Yasser B'Toras Chazis Darufe, but as a result of your Shvu it becomes Cheftza, that which is Asr, that's a meaningful Shvu. And therefore the Rambam writes, you can make a Shvua she'ochal or shlo achal nevelos u'trefels. That's not called Mushbav Yomei Mehar Sinaihu. In fact, now one could be medayik in the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam writes, if you make a Shvua shlo achal, you're only chayiv for your Shvua if he dekazayis. And what if he pachos mikazayis? Harehu kolchel chatzishir minevelos u'trefels u'keyotzebehem. It's just like a person eats a chatzi shir of nevela and treva. According to what we're suggesting, that line in the Rambam is very precise. What does it mean that that's exactly as a person who eats a chatzi shir of nevela and treva? You know what I'll suggest? That's exactly what it means. Eating a chatzi shir of your shvuah is exactly the same as eating chatzi shir nevela and treifa. In other words, it's not an iser shua, it's not an iser nevela, it's not an iser treifa. Chatzi shir of anything is the same chaloshim iser. It's an iser chatzi shir. The Rambam doesn't mean just as a mashal ba'alma that just as eating pachos mikashir of nevela is an iser nevela, eating pachos mikashir shua is an iser shua. This isn't your Shua. You never intended this should be included in the Shua. The answer is no, this is a general Isser Siyag, as an Isser Klali. That means that the Chatzi Shir does not have the character, the flavor of the Isser at hand, but it's all part of the same Isser of Chazi Yisarufei. Therefore, eating the Chatzi Shir of Nevela is the same Isser as eating the Chatzi Shir of Treifa, the same Isser as violating Chatzi Shir of Shua. What is this Isser called? Chatzi Shir. Not that this is an Isser Nevela, Shvur, Treifa. That's true, very meduik, as the Rambam writes, Hareyu ka'olchel Chatzi Shir min Nevela so Treifa so keyotzebem. Not just simply this is Aser, but rather it's the same Chalos Isser. Maybe that's the Chiddush of the Rambam Shita. The Gemara Shvuas and Avchav Zayinu Abeis quotes the Shita of Rava, the Rabbi Kiveger, the Avni Milum, or Bader, by and light of this Rambam. Rabbi says the following Chiddush. Nishba al Akika. I have a very large loaf of bread. And I make a shvua that I will not eat. And I ate some of it. I ate a kazayis. I'm chayiv min haTorah. I should get Malkus Daraisa. Good. But you know what? I know that there's a possibility of she'ela. Now, hataras nedarim when it comes to shvuos, no? A person can engage in she'elas chacham. What happens if there is she'elas chacham? The chacham is okeres haneder, okeres hashvua me'ikar lemafreya. I'm not going to be chayiv anymore. When a chacham engages in hatara, mekarakar, the neder, the shvua, is uprooted l'mafreya. So a simple question. Is there a window of time after which I say you can no longer have hatara? A person makes a shvua in something, and then he eats it. He can still be shoyin his shvua. Or do you argue that no, there comes a point in time where it's too late? So Rava says the following. You made a shvua, you're not going to eat this entire kikar. You're going to be chayv for every kazayis, for this entire kikar. So Rava says the following chiddush. Im shir kazayis, as long as a kazayis remains, nishalah, you can still engage in she'elas chacham. In other words, what does Rava mean? As long as the shvua still exists, as long as it's meaningful, you can still be shoel. So let's assume, for example, I made a shvua, I won't eat this object, and now the object is completely eaten. There's no longer an Isser Shvua. So Rabbi says, how can you be shvua on such a shvua? The shvuah is no longer relevant. It's not meaningful any longer. You can't be shoel. But as long as the shvuah is still in existence, it's still subject to she'elah. So if I made a shvuah, I will not eat this loaf, which is 10 kazesim, and I ate one, but the iser shvuah is still present. I can't eat the next, the next, the next, the next. So I can still be shoel, my shvuah. That's what Rava says. That nishbal kikar v'achola, im shir kazayis nishaleha. As long as the shvuah is still relevant. According to the Chiddushei Haran, one understands that Gemara very well, no? If I make a shvuah shelo ochal kikar zeh, what is the shir? Kazayis. And there's no iser chatzi shir at all. Good? So therefore, Rava says, what's the cutoff point? Is there or is there not a kazayis that remains? But you know what one could ask? According to the Rambam Shita, or even chatzi shir is us. So maybe Rava should have said the following, as long as any of the kikar is left, you could be shoal mishvah. Why does Rava say, im shir kazayis? According to the Ram, even pachos mikashir is asa. That's the kash that the Achronim raise against the Rambam Shita. Why is the cutoff point kazayis according to the Rambam? According to the Ram, of course. This expires when there's no longer a kazayis left, because there's no iser chatzi shir. What about according to the Shita Saramba? So Rabbi Kvega writes the following chiddush. Rabbi Kvega is found in the Tshuvas and Simen Kuf Nun Dalet. And you know, Rabbi Kvega writes what we saw in the Gvura Sari. Why is chatzi shir aser? Because a chazi is terufen. Because it can culminate in a full shir. What would happen if you have a chatzi shir that could never culminate in a full shir? Then there's no isra of chatzi shir. Where do you have a case where that is true? The Gvura Sari's case was Beis Hamos B'Shus HaRabim. If the Akira Rishona was L'Shem Kach, there's no way in the world you're ever going to be chayiv for Mavrid Al Hamos. So there you have what looks like Chatzi Shir, but it's not Chazi Yisterufei. Rabbi Kvega writes, this is another case where it's not Chazi Yisterufei. If all that remains is Pachos Mikashir of that Kikar, then even according to the Rambam, that's Mutter. The Rambam tells us Chatzi Shir is Asr, it means you can't even nibble at that Kikar, because you may not be able to stop, you may eat more, you'll violate your Shvuah. But if all that remains is pachos mikazayis, there's no isra chatzi shir. But as he pointed out, that's a great chiddush of Rabbi Kvega, that you need, not in principle, but in actuality, chazi leads derufei. That is needed, that's necessary. But good, but if that's how you understand chazi is derufei, good. It doesn't mean the entire pachos mikashir is gufo shal isra. It's only Yasser B'Torah's Chazli Yisterufei. If it's not Chazli Yisterufei, it's not Nesa. This issue is also addressed in the Avne Miluim. If you take a look at the very end of the Sefer Avne Miluim, there are the Tshuvos Avne Miluim. So if you look in the Tshuvos Avne Miluim, in Simen Yud Dalet, you know what the Avne Miluim writes? Chatzi Shir is only Nisr Kloli. Chazid Yitzterufei. And therefore what? It's not an Isser Shvuah. Your Shvuah was not on Pachos Mikashir. The one who makes a Shvuah tells you, I never intended Chatzi Shir Shabiyasa. My Das Hafla, my Shvuah is only on a full Shir. That's the Ram's Kash against the Rambam. What will the Rambam respond? Chatzi Shir is not also because that was your Das Hafla. It's also because the Torah imposes independent Isra of Chazli Yisterufei. No? So you know what Davne Miluim writes? You cannot be shoel on an Isra of Chatzishir. That's not an Isser Shvuah. You can only be Shol on your Neder, on your Shvuah. That Rava says that She'el is possible as long as Shir Kazayis. Granted, Pachos Mikazayis is Aser, and maybe Pachos Mikazayis is even Aser if that's all that remains. Maybe you don't need bottom line Chazis Terufein, principal Chazis Terufein. But one thing is clear, it's not a Dabar HaNishba, it's not a Dabar HaNador. So how can you be Shoel? That's not your Isser of Chazi Shir. That's the Torah's imposed Isser of Chazdi Serufei. And therefore that Gemara in Shavuos Chavzayin is not difficult at all according to the Rambam Shita. For the reason of Rabbi Kiveger, for the reason of Avnei Miluim, the Rambam will maintain, of course, Shela is limited to Kazayis. Pachos mi Kazayis, either because it's the Kazayis HaAchron, and therefore it's not practically Chazdi Serufei, or as Avnei Miluim writes, forget about that issue. Right, it's not a Dabar HaNador, it's not a Dabar HaNishma. That's the Torah's Yisra Chazis Terufei. These are all indicators that the Rambam understood the Yisra of Chatzishir as being a broad, independent Yisra, not an Yisra Shua, but rather an Yisra Chatzishir. Meduyuk in Lashon HaRambam, Hareu Ka'ochol Chatzishir, Min Avilos HaTrevus HaKayotzei Bahem. And therefore, it's not Nitan L'Sheila. Once you see this understanding of the Rambam, this can resolve a further difficulty. The Rambam in Hilchos Chametz HaMatzah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, tells us that if a person eats Chametz BePesach, even B'Kol Shehu, even Chatzi Shir, that is forbidden in HaTorah. The Isser Kareis of Chametz HaPesach is Kazayis, but there's an Isser Daraisa even for Pachos Mikashir. On what basis? Chiddush, the Rambam writes, Aleph Zayin, Shenemar Lo Ye'ochel Chametz. Pasuk. Chametz cannot be consumed in any shape or form. That the Rambam writes is L'rabos Pachos Mikashir. The Magid Mishnah, that Rambam, Chametz Matzah Alav Zayim, just refers you to the Gemara Yuma Dafayin Gimel, that Chatzishir Os Min HaTorah. That's the Magid Mishnah, but as the Kesef Mishnah points out, that's difficult. The Rambam does not say that this is Aser because of Chatzishir Os Min HaTorah. The Rambam doesn't say here what the Rambam said in Shavuos Dal Alav, Hariyo Kol Chatzishir Meveos Shreski Yotzebehem. The Rambam writes, it's Aser Shinemar Lo Yeachel Chametz. It doesn't sound like from the Rambam Shita that this is Chatzishir. The Mishnah Melech and that Rambam suggest the following teretz. Quotes this, the name of the Maharal Bach, he writes, that the source of Chatzishir is Chelev. Chelev, as I understand, that's a Chaticha Disura. That's a permanent Isser. But Chametz, which is only an Isser Lizman, it's here today, but it's gone tomorrow. There was no Isser yesterday. How do you know that there should be an Isser of Chatzishir? Maybe it only applies to categorical Machalos Asuros, Chelev, Nevela. How do you know it applies to an Isser Lizman? And therefore, Mishnah Melech suggests maybe that's why a Gzeres HaKosev is needed. Maybe this is not the normal Isser of Chatzishir. It's a very great chiddush. After all, that whole context of Chatzishir, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, right, all of that is Yuma, Daf Ein Gimel Amud Aleph, Daf Ein Gimel Beis, Ein Dal Amud Aleph. The whole context of the Gemara is Achilas Yom HaKippurim. That's the whole issue, no? A person who eats Pachos Mikasher Yom Kippur. Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's forbidden min HaTorah. According to Rish Lakish, it's nisid Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's also because of chatzi shiras min HaTorah. The whole context of the Gemara is achilas yom kippurim, and nisid hazman. You're right, it's a chiddush. Maybe one could have suggested that what is true of chaylev is not true of achilas yom kippurim, but that's the Gemara. You'll tell me, according to Mishnah Melech, that's in light of v'lo yechel chametz. Without the pasuk of chametz, you would have limited it to chaylev. And now that you have the pasuk of chametz that tells us not to discriminate between chatzi shir and an issur l'zman, and that's how the Gemara knows that it applies to yom kippurim. But again, the whole context of the Gemara is regarding an issur l'zman. So again, not simple that the Rambam should tell us that chametz, pachos mikashir, is osir because of gzeiras hakosu. That's the Noda Behuda that I mentioned in the earlier shir. Just alluded to that quickly. The Noda Behuda is in Orachayim in Simen Nun Gimel, where the Noda Behuda writes that chatzi shir is only osir because of chazlitz tarufen. And again, Nodimir assumes Chazir Rufe means in practice. Mamish Chazir Rufe. Like that Shagazari, like that possibility in the Chuvas Rabbi Kivega. So Nodimir suggests the following Chiddush. That Besof Hayom, there shouldn't be any Yisro Chatzishir. Because it can never culminate in an Achila Bekashir. Time is out. But the Noda Behuda writes that would not be true regarding Chametz of Pesach, where the Torah tells us that that itself is aser, not because of Chazlitz Terufei, but because of Lo Yachel Chametz. Even without the Noda Behuda's Nafkamina, B'Sof Hayom, but based on what we developed in the Rambam Shita, one could distinguish as well. It's true the Rambam maintains that chatzi shir is asur min haTorah, but only as an isur klali. Not as an isur nevela, not as an isur treifa, not as an isur shvua, as an independent isur of chatzi shir. Therefore the Rambam writes it applies to shvua, dalet aleph. And therefore the Rambam writes in Hezayin that a shvua is chal on chatzi shir. And that's why there's no she'el on pachos mikashir. It's not an isr shvua. See, in light of that background, one could resolve the question as well. If you're telling me that chatzi shir could be usr for two very different reasons, either as an isr prati, meaning this is an isr nevela whose shir is a kazayis for onshin, but the isr nevela emanates b'kol shu, or else the other possibility, that no, it's just an isr of chazni starufei. So one could argue that's exactly the Shita Saram. But Cholat HaRakuma, the Yisr Chatzi Shir is an Yisr simply because of Chazli Starufei. Even without the Nafkin of Noda Behuda, even if you assume that it doesn't literally mean Mamish, Bepoel, Besof Hayom, but it's not considered to be Gufo Shel Yisr. That's the Chiddush that the Rambam is telling us when it comes to Chametz HaPesach. Eating a kosher of chametz of Pesach is an iser of chametz of Pesach. That is more chamor than simply chatzi shiras min haTorah. That's an iser which is mefurish b'kra, not chatzi shir chazis derufei. That certainly is an iser chametz. The Rambam who writes that a shvu is chal midaraisan chatzi shir in Hei Zayin, the Rambam's example min velos treifos. Hashem Shat, according to the Rambam, if you were to make a shvuah that you will not eat pachos mikashir of chametz, no, that's nishkal chayim as a mitzvah. If you were to make a shvuah that you will eat a chatzi shir of chametz of Pesach, that's an issa daraisa b'shvuah shav. Not as the Rambam writes in Heches that that's a good shvuah. That shvuah is chal. When you see the Rambam structure of Chatzi Shir as an Isser Klali, this on such an instance, one can resolve the question that way as well. Poshur Pshat, these are 2 days, as I mentioned earlier, in the Ramban, in Torah Sa'adam, right? In the section which is called Inyan HaSakana. Ramban is bothered by the following. It's necessary for a Cholesh Yesh Bo Sakana to eat. What should he do? The Ramban says, two Gemaras give 2 aces. The Gemara in Yuman Daf Pei Gimel says, Machino HaKala Kal Tchimo. Cholesh Yesh Bo Sakana must eat, but let him eat, in a relative sense, that which is an Isser Kal. If there's a choice of Nevela versus Chelev, give him the Nevela. Nevela is Isser Lav, Chelev is Kares. Machino HaKala Kal Tchimo. Krisus Yigimel. If you have a chol masukan, pachos mikasher. The Ramban raises the following issue. What is the relationship of these two gemaras? Kalakal tchilin, pachos mikasher. Is it that first tier, pachos mikasher? Once he needs a full shear, the doctor tells you pachos mikasher isn't going to do it. The person has to drink, right? They're suffering from dehydration. You'll give them an ounce at a time, it's not going to help. So then, when it's bikkur shear, a different principle, machino akala kal tchila? Or should I get, no, that's not true. Even within pachos mikasher, there still is a further concern. Hakala kal tchila. Even if the doctor will say, all he needs is pachos mikasher, a pachos mikashir of nevela is preferred over a pachos mikashir of chelev. Those are 2 days in the Ramban, in Torah Sa'adam. Whether there's a halacha of machilno hakala kal tchila within pachos mikashir. One could argue that that also is our issue. If we suggested in the Rambam Shita before that chatzi shir of nevela or chelev or shvua is not an iser chelev, nevela, shvua. It's all an iser chatzi shir. That's exactly what the Rambam meant. That eating pachos mikashir shvua is exactly the same as eating pachos mikashir and nevela and treifa. Then perhaps one could argue there's no halacha of machino akala kal tchil at all. The chatzi shir of one is no more chomer than the other. It's the same chalos iser. But if you're telling me it's an Isser Prote, maybe one could argue that's not true. Just as this Isser Chelev is more Chomer than Nevela, and that is expressed in the Onesh B'Kashir, Hu Hadinami, maybe that is true when it comes to Pachos Mikashir as well. Maybe those are the 2 days in the Ramban. One could disagree. Maybe you'd argue it's not Muchach. Even if it's only an Isser Koli because of Chazli is Derufe, Shema Yava, but maybe one could argue if you have 2 options, Shema Yava Lidei Kares or Shema Yava Lidei Malkos, so opt for the Shema Yava Lidei Malkos, even if it all it is an Isser Siyah. But in terms of the Shema Yava issue, Machino Akala Kal Tchila, if there's ever a fear that you're going to have more, so eat now that which having more will result in Isser Kal as opposed to Isser Chamor. Perhaps, but I would argue Pashup Shat these 2 days in Ramban, right, regarding our issue. Rav Soloveitchik commented that this was relevant even for the following issue. Let's see on Yom Kippur. A person is told to eat Pachos Mikashir, that's what he does. There's no choice. Al Pidin, is he Bichlal HaMizanin? Is this person fasting? Pachos Mikashir, there's no Isser Karis, Lechles Yom HaKippur, I'm even bemazed. But if a person gets by with just Pachos Mikashir, can I honestly argue, good, Shogeg Ones, but this person is Bichlal HaMizanin? Eating on Yom Kippur means eating more than a koseves. Eating less than a koseves is fasting. Or no, that's not true. A person who eats even a koshu is not fasting. And yet, just as when it comes to Yisurim in general, that there's a shear for an onesh, so the onesh of kares and chattas is only be koseves. But pachos mikaseves, the person has violated shogeg mezidonis binisimus nafshasechem. Or maybe argue that no, if a person only eats pachos mikashir, he hasn't even crossed that threshold of binisimus nafshasechem. Lechora, that should be our issue. If that is an isra of achilas yom kippurim, although there is no onesh, so a person is not bichlal hamisanin, even if he ate pachos mikashir. If you'll argue, no, that the issue of achila only begins b'kishir, and chatz yishir is a separate iser, achaz yisterufe. So that means up until a person crosses that line, didn't eat on Yom Kippur at all. That's not shmei achila. L'may nafgamina, the Beis Yosef quotes the following chiddush of the Maharik. Beis Yosef is found in Tavkuf Samach Vav, that if an individual, right, is not bichlal hamisanim, lo yad latorah, he cannot get an aliyah. If a person is not fasting on a fast day, the context of that Beis Yosef, that Pesach Alof and Shulchan Aruch and Tavkuf Samach Vav, is talking about Tainis Bahan. That's the context, the Marik. That's very important, because when it comes to a tainus of behab, I'll ask you, is there a chaloshem status that the day has? What's unique about behab? It's a day of fasting. If you're not fasting, you're not included in the tainus. That's certainly true. But one could certainly raise the following issue. Would this halacha of the Marik apply to Yom Kippur? Would it apply to Tisha B'Av? We've discussed this in the past, no? When it comes to a time such as Bahab, that the entire significance of the day is eating versus fasting, so one who is eating, it is not Bichlal Hayom, Bichlal Hamisanim. Does that apply in Yom Kippur? Here you have two fascinating tshuvas, right? Rabbi Kiveger has a tshuva in Simen Chav Dalet. Rabbi Kiveger raises this issue, a person who, because he is a chola, must eat on Yom Kippur. Do we allow that person to be accorded an aliyah? Rabbi Kiveger writes the following chiddush. When it comes to shachris, absolutely yes. Because the mechayev of kriyas hatorah for shachris is the kedusha sayam. A person is bechlal kedusha sayam of Yom Kippurim, whether he's eating or not eating. Rabbi Kiveger though has the following suffix. Rabbi Kiveger leads us as a tzarachim. What about mincha Yom Kippur? What is the mechayiv of kriya sator at mincha? Is the mechayiv Yom HaKippurim? In which case, yes, it's like shachris. Or can one argue, what do you mean? Since when, on a yantif, do you lay at mincha? The only reason you're laying at mincha is because of tainis tzimur. True, you're not laying Vayechal, you're laying Parshas Arayos, but the mechayiv of the Kriya Sator Mincha is Tainis Tzibur, in which case a person cannot get an aliyah. That's Rabbi Kiveger Safek. So Rabbi Kiveger writes that the Rapash of Shachris, yes, but when it comes to Mincha, that's a Safek. Rav Slavetchik once commented, if you look at Machaber in the Ramah, Tafrei Shchav Beis, Machlokes as to how you are chosim the Haftorah, Mafter Yonah. Do you end with Magen David? That's the Ramah. Or do you mention Allah Torah, Allah Vodah? That's the Machamer. Rav Slavetchik commented, Lachor, that's the issue. What is driving the Kriyas HaHaftorah? What is driving the Kriyas HaTorah? Yom HaKippurim or Tainis Tzibur? If it's Yom HaKippurim, the Machaber writes that that's how you should be chosim the Haftorah. We who follow the Ramah, we don't even mention Yom Kippur in the brachos of the Haftorah, in order to indicate that the Kriya is not B'Torah Yom HaKippurim, but rather B'Torah Tainis Tzibur. Rav Slavetchik even commented that there are two different minhagim in terms of what trapi use when you lay Mincha Yom Kippur. And our practice is to use a regular Kriya Satorah trap, not a Yom Kippur trap, indicate that the mechayiv of the Kriya Satorah is Tainis Tzibur, and therefore Ein Hachinami, we're chosen the Haftorah, Magen David. This issue, as Rabbi Kiveger, when it comes to Yom Kippur, There's also, you can take a look, we discussed this once last year, the Chassam Sofer and Kufnun Zayin, where it assesses this on Tisha B'Av, that's even a greater chiddush. A person who's eating on Tisha B'Av because he's a cholim, can he be accorded an aliyah? See, on Yom Kippur, you can argue there's Akadusha Sayom, right? Independent of the day of Tainus. Can you say that's true when it comes to Tisha B'Av? There's a chaloshem yom irrespective of eating and drinking. That's the Chassam Sofer discusses in Kufnun Zayin. Now, when the Marcheshes raises this issue, Marcheshes is found in Siman Yud Aleph. The Marcheshes just makes the following comment: this whole shak levitaria refers you to the Marik and the Marmakomos and so on. This is all relevant if a person is eating the kashir. A person who's a chola who must eat the shir on Yom HaKippurim. So now you can argue that yes, he can get an aliyah at Shachris because the Mechayiv is Kedusha Sayam, but not at Mincha because the Mechayiv is Tanis Sibur. But the Marcheshes writes, in a normal case where a person is a chola, normally he's going to be eating shiurim, pachos mikashir. So in that case, most certainly he can be accorded such a kibbutz. Because after all, if pachos mikashir is to be understood as this iser kloli, a person who eats pachos mikashir has not encroached at all on v'nisim es nashos eichem. What he has done, the derech heter, because of his particular illness, is exempted from the chazlitz derufei issue. This is Kloli, this is Chatzi Shir. But not the Achilas Yom HaKippurim. In which case, if it's an Isser Kloli, this person certainly is considered to be Bechlal Hamisani. And the Marcheshes quotes at Shubas HaRivash, Reish Pei Zayin, that one who eats Pachos Mikashir is Bechlal Hamisani. If you understand the Chatzi Shir as being, as we suggest in the Rambam Shita, this Isser Kloli makes perfect sense. If you assume Isser Prati, it means that no, the Isser Achilas Yom HaKippurim is Bekol Shehu, and the Chiyuv Kare Isser Chatos is Bekishir. So the determination as to whether a person is Bechlal V'nisem or not, that would not necessarily depend on eating a full Shir, even a Kol Shehu. But if you assume, right, in this Chiddush, that person is considered to be Bechlal HaMisanim. This chakira as to the nature of Chatzi Shir is found in the Rogachar. Sometimes it's hard to find things in the Tzavnes Paneach, but if you look at the standard edition, two volumes of Tzavnes Paneach, the very end of Chelek Beis, it's called Madura Tinyana, so on Daf Nun Vav Amar Aleph, the Rogachar raises this issue. The Rogachar assumes that the Isser of Chatzi Shir is as we described in Isser Kloli, and Chatzi Shir does not have the characteristics of the Isser Bikishir. And therefore, he writes an interesting chiddush lahalacha. There are certain areas lahalacha, Basa B'cholav, Kilai HaKerem, where the Isser Daraisa applies even Shelo Kederach Achilasa. Normally speaking, B'chola Torah Kula, Achila is only Kederach Achila. There are certain exceptions to that. Basa B'chalav. Why is it that Basa B'chalav Yerchayiv even Shelo Kederach Achila? So, because the Torah doesn't use the term Achila. No, the Torah just says, Lo Savashal B'chalav Yimo. So if the Torah does not use the term Achila, one would be Chayiv even Shelo Kederach Achila. So, so there's certainly straighter exceptional cases, Vasa B'cholov, Kilai HaKerem, where one is Chayiv even Shelo Kederach Achilasa. The Tzavnes Paneach writes the following chiddush, that's only true B'kishir. Pachos Mikashir is not a Chaloshim Isser Vasa B'cholov, he writes. It's not that the Isser Vasa B'cholov begins Pachos Mikashir, but the onesh of Malkus is only the kashir. There's no iser basa b'chalav pachos mikashir. The whole makor is just kol chaylev, l'rabos chatzi shir, chazli serufei, a separate iser. That the Safnas Pneach writes a chiddush that mehechatesi, that should have the unique characteristics of kelai hakerem, rabosa b'chalav. There, this rachila is only kederach achilasa. Very great chiddush. That's comparable to Shari Sereitar. Because it is not an Isra of Asa B'chalav, not an Isra of Kilaya Kerem. Maybe one could argue that if the driving this Isra is Chazli Tzarufe, maybe some of the characteristics of the full Shir should apply to Bachos Mikashir. But again, Safnas Paneach assumes it's not true. If it's based on the Parsha of Chelev, that's Shari Surim. And any time you have a unique characteristic that applies to an Isra, you can't assume that applies to this Rav Chatzi Shir. The Prima Gadim also assumes that one should understand this Rav Chatzi Shir in this light as being an Isra Klali, as being Chosli Tzarufei. The Prima Gadim terms Chatzi Shir as an Isra Siyar. Shem Yavo, Chazis Derufe. Prima Gadim is found in Archaim in the Psicha Koleles, in Chelek Aleph Os Yud Zayin. And the Prima Gadim comes up with the following Kiddush that we discussed before, that you can't have a Gzer the Gzer. Huh? Megadim assumes the following Kiddush, that you cannot have a siyag l'siyag. You can't have A will lead to B, B will lead to C. Can't have that. Isurei Torah are either direct isurim, A is asur, or there is a concept that A is asur because it could lead to B. But you don't find that A is usher because it could lead to B, and B is usher because it could lead to C. That's what we know as a gzer the gzera. But the chiddush of the Prima Gadim is that's not only because a gzer is a din d'rabbanan, and gzeros have to be yata daraisa, and a gzer the gzera is not. Even on the level of daraisa, this is true. You can never have a siyag v'siyag. Otherwise, in the davar sof. The Torah is concerned with Shmartim, Mishmartim, that don't do A if it leads to B. A leading to B, leading to C, is not our concern, regardless of whether these are Isurei Daraisa, Isurei Darabanan. So the Prima Gadim writes the following Chiddush, and we'll see what motivates him to say this. The Ran writes in the very first Daf in Psachim, why is it that the Torah forbids Bayir and Bayimatzi? We discussed this in the past as well, no? Tulsa says, why is it that we need a Bedikas Chametz? So Tulsa writes, and Dafayasim and Aleph, Shema Yavli De'achila. Look, all year long you're used to eating this. So it doesn't bother me if you have Nevela in your house. You're not going to come to eat it. But Chametz in your house at Pesach, Lo Bedili Nishmine. You're used to it all year long. You're going to end up eating it on Pesach. That's good. Bedikas derabana. So Tosus is bothered. Why do you require bedika of midaraisa bitl v'amasagi? The answer is, we're not going to allow you just to do bitl and bitl alone. Shem yavli de'achila. The Ran takes us a step further. The Ran on Aleph amid Aleph in the Dabi Arif writes, that's why there's an Isra Bayram by Matzah. Why does the Torah forbid possession of chametz? The answer is, the Ran writes, as a siyag, shem yavli de'achila. The reason, of course, that's such a great chiddush is, again, because Bayir and Bayimatzi is nisa daraisa. B'dikas adin derabanan. The b'dikas because of shem yavo. The Ran is telling us an important chiddush. That's what Yosef Engel discusses in Lekach Tov and Simen Ches. Many examples of a siyag daraisa. Sometimes the Torah will tell you, don't do A, because A will lead to B. The Torah tells us lo sikruhu legalo servasa. There's certain things, yichur, chibuk, nishuk, that could lead to arayos. The Torah says don't do them. That doesn't mean that's an issur derabanan. It can be an issur deraisa of shemiyavah. That's the pasuk says lo sikruhu legalo servasa. The concept of a siyam deraisa. Ran writes this issue when it comes to Bai Rabbi Matzei. Bai Rabbi Matzei as a siyam deraisa. So the Prima Gadim writes the following chiddush. There is no iser chati shir for Bai Rabbi Matzei. If a person possesses a chati shir of chametz, that's pretty critical. It's a very important issue, no? You're going to search for crumbs. You have pachos mikashir. Is there an iser of chati shir when it comes to Bai Rabbi Matzei? The Prima Gadim writes, no. Because that combination is impossible. You cannot have a gzera the gzera. You cannot have a siog the siog. The whole isra the Ran writes of Bai Rabbi Matzei is a siog to achilam. And the whole isra of chati shir is only chazli strufi surah kochil. And therefore there is no isra chati shir of Bai Rabbi Matzei. It's a chiddush, Prima Gadim writes, the psicha kolalas. Right, the Rishonim that write this is true. If you look at the Tshuva Sar Advaz, Mechela Galat and Simon Kuf Lamed Hey, the Radvaz writes there is no Isser Chatzi Shir for Bai Rabbi Matzei. That's the theme of that Chacham Tzvi in Simon Pei Vav that we began with. But the Chacham Tzvi writes that the Isser of Chatzi Shir is only when it comes to Yisrei Achila. The Chacham Tzvi was addressing whether there is an Isser of Chatzi Shir for Bai Rabbi Matzei. But the Prima Gadim writes, the reason you can't is because of the siyog, not like the Chacham Tzvi, Achila. You can't have a gzer the gzer. You can't have a siyog the siyog, even if you can demonstrate that both are true midaraisa. What motivated the Prima Gadim for such a chiddush? You know, you may recall the first mission of Sechas Beitza. There's a machlokas beisila beishama. What is the shear of chametz? What is the shear of chametz? Is it a kazayis, that's beisaloshita? Or like beishami, is it larger? Is it a kosevis? Good. And the Gemara, the Zaino Beis, writes that they don't argue about achila. The Torah says, don't eat chametz. Achila is kazayis. What does anybody hold? You have to eat more than a kazayis? The Gemara, of course not. Achila is bekazayis. So what's the machlokas beisila beishamai? Not achila, not achila. Machlokas is Bai Rabbi Matzei. What is the shear of Bai Rabbi Matzei? Is it a kazayis or is it a kosevis? So this is what troubles the Shagazarye, the Prima Gadim, the Chacham Tzvi. What is the machlokas beisila beishamai as to whether the shear of Bai Rabbi Matzei is A or B? Why are you usually concerned with what a shir is? Usually, of course, what immediately comes to mind is an onish. No? What's the difficulty? Is there an onish for Bai Rabbi Matzei? There should be two very good reasons to argue that there is no onish of Malkus for Bai Rabbi Matzei. One is what the Rambam writes in Aleph Gimel, Ein Bo Maisa. The second is the girs we have in the Gemara, Psach Nav Tzarihei, that Nita Klas A. What happens if you have chametz in your Rishus on Pesach? Tashbisu. There are two very good reasons to argue that there's no malchus for Bai Rabbi Matzei. Rosh Hashanah, no? Nitek lasei in bo maisa. So that's our difficulty, no? If there is no onish, so what exactly is machlokas beisul beishamei? What is the shir? There's no onish. And chatzi shir is also min haTorah. So you're not allowed to own the smallest amount. And even if you own a large amount, there's no onesh. So what are they arguing about? That Beis Hillel says the shir is kazayis, Beis Shammai says the shir is kosevis. What are they arguing about? If all agree that you can't own the smallest amount, then all agree that there's no malchus on the largest amount. No? That's the problem. When we discussed earlier, Lav Sheyesh HaMais, Lav Sheyem HaMais, we pointed out the Rambam Sheet, a very great Chiddush, Aleph Gimel, that the only reason there's no Malkus Rabbah and Ramatzeh is because it's Ein Bamaisa. The Rambam somehow ignores Nitzach Lasei. And then the Rambam writes even a greater Chiddush then, and therefore, if you're Kona Chametz HaPesach, or you're Machmitz, you bake a cake on Pesach, you get Malkus. All right, so if you hold like this unusual Rambam, that there is Malkus, possibly for Bayan Bayan Matzeh, it's not a Kasha. Machlokas Beisil HaBeishami is, what is the Shir of Malkus? But if you're going to argue, as the other Rishonim do, that there's no Malkus at all, and you're going to couple that with Chatzi Shir HaSim and HaTorah, so what are they arguing about? Unless you'll assume that there is no Isser Chatzi Shir when it comes to Bayan Bayan Matzeh. So that's a very important machlokas. When does the Isra of Bayram Atzeh begin? Because there is no Isra Chatzishir. Why should you say that there is no Isra Chatzishir? Well, one possibility is this Chiddush that Pimagadam is Yag Nisiyav. Another possibility is that Chacham Tzvi, that's the context of the Chacham Tzvi, and Peivav if you saw, that Chatzishir is only when it comes to Isra Yachila. The Chacham Tzvi also mentions the Svara that I alluded to in earlier Shiurim. Maybe Chatzi Shir is only Aser because of Achshavim. What does it mean? What do you mean a Chatzi Shir is insignificant? If the person goes out of his way and is eating Pachos Mikishir of Nevela, so his actions speak very loudly. Of course he deems the Dabar Chashu. Achshavim. Now, Chacham Tzvi writes an interesting Chiddush. If the entire reason that Chatzi Shir is Asr is because of Achshavei, then you can only apply it when a person eats Bekum Vesei, not if a person B'Shev Valtasa fails to rid his house of Chametz. The Svar of Achshavei does not apply to Bayram Bay Matzeh. Unless maybe those unusual conditions in the Rambam, Kona Chametz, bakes a cake, Pachos Mikashir. But under normal circumstances, Achshavei can't apply. That's what the Chacham Tzvi is accounting for, this issue of Bayram Bayi Matzeh. See, one could argue there's a fundamental difference as well in Isuri Achila. Let's say a person takes a bite of Nevela. The last bite, right, it's a Kazayis. So if I were to ask you, why is he Chayim? What was the Maisaver? Just the last bite? Tell me that's not true, no? But all of that is viewed as Maisa Achila. Right? Whatever occurs, Betolke Achila's process is considered to be in the same window of time. That's all the Maisa Achila. You mean to say in the Olam Achalos Asuros, the Achila's Isser is only the last bite? When a person is eating Matzah and Mitzvah Srichas Kavanah, the Maisa Achila is only the last bite? Which is the Kazayas, and the first Achila is a Dvar Rishus, because even after your first bite, you didn't eat a Kazayas? No. The Torah labels it as a single Achila, a single entity, no? That's what we pointed out. That means that the Chatzi Shir has significance. Is that true when it comes to Bayram Bayi Matzeh? Let's assume, for example, a person has a small amount of Chametz HaPesach. Good? Has a small amount of Chametz HaPesach. Less than a Kazayis. And then the person acquires more. He acquires another small amount. And now he owns a Kazayis of Chametz HaPesach. So he violated Bayram Bayi Matzeh as of when? Mafreya. Every moment that he owned Pachos Mikashir, that was considered to be the Bayram Bayi Matzeh. We don't listen to that. It's true, no? In Isuri Achila, that certainly is the case, the Maisa Ver, the Maisa Mitzvah of Achila, of Machalos Asuros, Achila Matzah Mitzvah, is not the last bite. That's the Tchilas Achila. The Torah views all of that as a single achila, b'chdei achilas pras. Maybe that's the concept of Chatzi Shir. That's not true when it comes to other cases. No, when it comes to Bayram Bayi Matzeh, you were chayiv l'mafreya. The small amount that I had was not shaliser. When I crossed the threshold, then I violated this Bayram Bayi Matzeh. No, this is well what the Chacham Tzvi discusses. This issue, again, depend on Klali, Prati, that Svar of the Pima Gadim, understanding as being an Isr Siyag. If you had a chance to chazal last Thursday, Shir. No, what we discussed about this Isr of Giran Asha. That Rambam, no, Perkei, 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 a little familiar. No, when you assume that there is an Isr, when there is no Isr, that appearance steer in Rambam, no? Why the Rambam writes when it comes to Giran Asha Behema Tmeya, you're not chayiv at all, zero. Giran Asha of Neveli, you're chayiv twice. No? The Shalmelech, right? The or Sameach, the Placey. Yisuro Chishuvo. Midid Habeachil Azeh, Habeachil Azeh. No? It's an interesting issue. What happens, for example, in light of that whole shiur, a person eats a chatzi zayis, let's say, of bisar nevela, chatzi shir. A person eats a chatzi zayis of the gid hanasha shal nevela. Did the person eat a kazayis of nevela? No? The only reason one is chayiv, right, you recall from last week, in the case of gid hanasha, is midi dehavi achil lezeh, havi achil lezeh. No? If it's achila for A, it's achila for B. In the case of Tmeya, that is not achila for Gidin Asha, it's not achila even for this Rebbehema Tmeya. What would the halacha be in such a case? No? A chatzi zayis of Bisar Nevela, a chatzi zayis of Gid Hanasha Shal Nevela. See, if chatzi shir is Nisr Prati, maybe one could argue that, yeah, midi dehavi achila zeh, havi achila zeh. But if you're going to tell me that chatzi shir is just in Isser Siyag, then you can't apply that principle to this instance. No? You can't say that Midah Be'achila, Rachmana Ach Sheve La'achilasa, Yisro Chishuva, Lesugim Bechoros and Daf Yud. When did the Torah recognize that this is an Isser of Giran Asha? Only if a person eats a Kazayis. But the Pachos Mi Kazayis of Giran Asha, Eitzu, and you can't apply this for Rachmana Asraso. In such a case, that would not be an Isser of Shir, no? There would be no Tziruv in a Chatzi Zayis of Besar Nevel and a Chatzi Zayis of Giran Asher Shal Nevel, no? All of these issues, right, revolve around the understanding of this concept of Chatzi Shir and the willingness to apply it to, as you mentioned, Malachi Shabbos, and how you understand Chatzi Shir, right? As an Isser Klali or as being an Isser Prati with Allah from Moshe Mitzrayim, just serving as that of an Amish. Okay, we'll begin the next year in Shabbos doing the sugya of Davar Sheni Miskavli. This is one of the basic, essential sugyas in Masechet Shabbos. What I will tell you to start with is a sugya on Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. And take a look very carefully, right, at the Tosas of Lo Tzricha. That's where Tosas introduces us to the Sheet of the Aruch, cases of Psikresha de Lo Nechale. Take a look also the sugya I mentioned earlier in Yuman, Daf Lamed Dalet Beis of Lamed Hamad Aleph with the lengthy Tosas. What is true b'chol Torah Kula? What is true when it comes to cases of Malachi Shabbos? Right, there's a Tosas on Daf Kuf Yudam Beis. Right, the Tosas Dur Maskel Talmud Lomar. And also take a look at the Rush in the sugya Yud Dalet Tes. Right, we'll just start going through the concepts of Davar Sheni Miskavli. What is the halacha b'chol Torah Kula? What is the machlokas Rav Yudin Rav Shimon when it comes to Shabbos? Psik Reisha de Lo Nechalei. Right, then we'll try to work through, right, many of these sugyas of Davar Sheni Miskavli.